about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
Hi, I'm Clemens Knüffele, and I'm currently working as a postdoctoral researcher at the Crossmodal Research Lab at Oxford University. In my research, I'm focusing on multisensory marketing and consumer psychology, and I'm very happy to present some of it in my talk at this year's Audio Branding Congress. My first contact with audio branding was in 2007, when I was writing my master's thesis in musicology in collaboration with Audi. The goal of my thesis was to develop a first set of guidelines for an audio corporate sound. After that, I did a PhD in marketing at the University of St. Gallen, where I focused on auditory influences on consumer behavior. For me as a scientist, the most intriguing thing about audio branding is that it is a truly multidisciplinary field that brings together people with backgrounds in marketing, music, psychology and sociology, and other disciplines. Audio branding may be an applied discipline, but one that comes with fascinating questions. For example, in which ways does sound influence our decision-making, our memory, and our behavior? How and why does music convey semantic meaning and emotion? Or how does auditory perception interact with other sensory modalities? So I think we can learn a lot from doing audio branding. This being said, I'm very much looking forward to this year's Audio Branding Congress. I think that the Congress will provide great opportunities to meet the key figures, to learn what's new in audio branding, and to feel where the field is moving.
What are your predictions for the future of audio branding?
How will audio branding develop in the future? The fact that this year's Congress is held in Oxford, which is one of the world's leading universities, suggests to me that science will more and more complement the art of audio branding in the future. I think that audio branding will in many cases become part of multisensory marketing strategies, and therefore it will benefit from scientific insights into multisensory perception and design. In addition, I expect that consumer research and rigorous performance measurement of audio branding activities will become increasingly important to inform and justify the application of audio branding. Marketing science can give valuable input here. So what can you expect from my talk? In general, I'm doing laboratory and field experiments that investigate how sensory aspects of products and retail environments influence consumers' emotions, perceptions, preferences, and behavior. I'm particularly interested in how different sensory modalities interact with each other. So in my talk, I'm going to present some research by Charles Spence and myself, in which we look at cross-modal interactions between sound and vision. Consumers often search for specific products in cluttered visual environments, for example in a supermarket. There's often too much visual information, and it's difficult to find what you're looking for. So we looked at earlier studies in multisensory perception, and we thought maybe it will be easier to find a specific product in a virtual shelf if you're hearing the characteristic sound of the product you're looking for. And what we found was exactly that. Participants identified a target product significantly faster in a virtual shelf when the visual target was accompanied by a congruent sound compared to an incongruent sound or no sound at all. To give a concrete example, if participants were looking for a package of potato crisps, they found it quicker in the shelf when we played a congruent sound of somebody biting into a potato crisp. I think that this finding has interesting implications for in-store marketing, but also for online marketing, and more generally, for all contexts in which consumers look for a product or object and a sound can be played. Now, I hope you enjoyed my podcast, and I look forward to meet you soon in Oxford.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, The Sound Agency.